Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Friday, April 12th, episode number 733.2. Yeah, this is take two. Wow, I got through an entire podcast, recorded the whole thing, all kinds of bumps and bruises along the way, lots of stops and coughs and clearing of the throat and all kinds of good stuff. It was a long one, very long one. Got done, finished, hit end, and saw that at some point along the way in all my pauses and starts and stops and starts and stops, I must have done something really goofy because there was only about 5 minutes worth of recording. So trying it again. We're going to try it again, and we're going to be on a tight schedule because now I have far less time to get it done than I did when I did it the first time. So we will. It's going to be baseball today, just for all of you fantasy football fanatics out there listening in, hoping to hear some fantasy football talk today. It's not going to be that. Going to be all baseball today. Going to do the previews for both leagues, do the power rankings over the rest of the season, and break them down by numbers. So we'll get to that in just a minute. Just a quick update on the reconstruction of the burnt down house. We are doing our thing. It's going to be slow. It's fast right now. Seems like there's a ton of activity. Every time I go over there to check in on things, there are less things to look at, right? They're tearing stuff apart. Unfortunately, I have to go over every night, every afternoon, late afternoon, once they have cleared out, because they have not mastered the concept yet of locking things up. Our biggest concern now is that someone will wander by, see an empty house, decide to make that their new residence, and then we'll have to deal with a squatter in the house and everything that goes along with trying to get somebody out of your house who has no right to be in your house, claim that they do, right? So there is a big orange sticker on the side of the house that says that it cannot be occupied by anyone at any time. So you would think that that would be legal grounds to make sure that nobody can, make it their home. But we don't want to go there. So every night we go by and make sure that things are locked up because, even though they open up the garage door every single day, there's no power, so they have to unhook the garage door from the garage door opener apparatus and open up the garage door. Even though they do that every single day, they have to pull the cord and unhook it. They have not yet mastered the concept of re-hooking that up when they are done. So I have to go over every night, make sure that, it's reattached and check all the doors and make sure that everything is locked up to make it as difficult as possible for anyone to make entry into the home. But big developments every day. Every time we go in there's something else gone right there. The walls are disappearing. The upstairs has been completely gutted out and sheetrock all taken care of, carpet, all that good stuff, and they have moved to the downstairs. The garage is gutted. The kitchen as of yesterday was removed, so no more cabinets, no more sink, no more dishwasher, oven, refrigerator, all of that stuff is taken, and I can now see from what was my kitchen all the way into my garage, as there is no longer sheetrock in that part of the house as well. So they are doing their best to dismantle it. I'm sure there's going to be lots of slow times coming up where not a lot gets done, but right now they have plenty to do because they are tearing it all apart. So can't wait. Several months down the road to have what should equate to pretty much a brand new house, but doing our best to make do right now, and that's where we're at on the house rebuild. Let's get into baseball. We're going to talk MSD, and we're going to talk the McBoys of summer, and so it breaks down like this. It's on the 100-point system, Fantasy Pros Power Rankings. all the way from the top team will be at 100 points, and then the bottom team will be at whatever they are. And your categories are 13 categories in each league, 7 hitting, 6 pitching, and you want to have a 1. Your score, you want your score to be a 1. You do not want to have a 12 or too many 12s, because that does not bode well. So let's dive into the MSD League first, coming in at number 12 at 23 points. That's a long ways from 100, ladies and gentlemen. If you are doing the math at home, that's a long ways from the top. In runs, home runs, and RBIs, runs, Team Canada is 11. Home runs, they are 11. RBIs, they are 12. That's not good. Those are not good power numbers, just if you're keeping track at home. 3 in stolen bases, they are fast. They've got a fast team. Average, their batting average is 9. Their strikeouts, these are bad strikeouts. These are hitters that are striking out. You don't want these. They're right in the middle of the road at 6, and their on-base percentage is also a 12 to match some of those earlier ones. In the pitching departments, they're a 10 in whip, a 6 in holds, a 12 in quality starts, a 12 in saves, a 12 in strikeouts, and a 12 in ERA. There are a lot of 12s on that lineup. I thought they were better than they are. They are clearly not. They are young. And maybe not enough guys have been called up, or maybe not enough guys have been taken off of docks and put on to the regular roster. But, not looking great at 23 points for Team Canada this year. But, you know, they're building. They're working on it. Coming in at number 11 is Jared, taking over out west team. He's at 47 points, so that's over twice the points that Canada comes in. Jared is 12 in runs, 10 in home runs, 11 in RBIs, so lacking again in the power numbers. 10 in stolen bases, 5 in average, 2 in strikeouts. They don't strike out much. That's good. 8 in on-base percentage. In the pitching categories, a 12 in whip, a 5 in holds, a 10 in quality starts, 3 in saves, 11 in Ks, and 11 in ERA. So good in the saves and holds, but not much else going on in the pitching departments for Mr. Jared there. Also at 47 points in a virtual tie at number 10, Mr. James Mullen. He is at 6 in runs, 6 in home runs, 7 in RBIs. He is 11 in stolen bases, 6 in average, 7 in strikeouts, and 10 in on-base percentage. So not, very, very average numbers there. In the pitching categories, 9 in whip, 6 in holds, 8 in quality starts, 2 in saves, 8 in strikeouts, and 9 in ERA. So at the upper end of the average in those categories. Interesting how they look so much different, and yet they are exactly the same as Jared. Coming in at number 9 at 57 points, so bumping up by 10, is YK. He's at 9 in runs, 9 in home runs, and 9 in RBIs. 6 in stolen bases, 12 in average, 3 in strikeouts, and 11 in on-base percentage. 8 in whip, 3 in holds, 6 in quality starts, 10 in saves, 6 in strikeouts, and 7 in ERA. So not too many numbers on the high end there, but also with a couple threes being his only upper tiers of those categories there in holds and in strikeouts. The good, the bad kind of strikeouts, right? The hitter strikeouts. Number 8, coming in at number 8, yours truly at 60 points. Doesn't look like a playoff run is in my future, apparently. 8 in runs, 12 in home runs. Ooh, need some power. Jeez. 10 in RBIs, not surprising. If you're not hitting home runs, you're probably not knocking anyone in either. 2 in stolen bases, they're fast. 4 in average, 1 in strikeouts. So my guys don't strike out much, but they also don't hit the long ball. 5 in on-base percentage. In the pitching categories, woof, this, I swear, I think my pitching department, my pitching guys are better than this shows. But 11 in whip, 1 in hold, number 1 in holds, number 11 in quality starts, number 11 in saves, number 10 in strikeouts, and number 10 in ERA. So I punt the category of saves. Just it's kind of hard to get these guys off the waiver wires. It's a lot easier to get holds than it is saves, and I don't really agree with having these as separate categories. I believe they should be combined, saves and holds. But I don't make the rules. I just follow them, so I don't get saves, but I do get holds, apparently. Coming in at number 7, just out of the playoff picture. And he would argue that they should, you know, well, he would argue that he's just unlucky. J-Lev coming in at 61 points, only 1 point ahead of me, J-Lev. I'm right there on you. He's a 10 in runs, an 8 in home runs, and an 8 in RBIs, 9 in stolen bases, 10 in average, 9 in strikeouts, and 7 in on-base percentage. Pitching categories look a little bit better for him, 3 in whip, 6 in holds, 5 in quality starts, 3 in saves, 7 in strikeouts, and 8 in ERA. So nothing really at the top of the categories, but also no 11s or 12s. So, you know, he stays in there pretty safe and average. Number 6, our final playoff team, based on the early season power rankings, at 69 points, Mark and Liam, Canada 2, come in at 6. They are at 6 in runs, 5 in home runs, 6 in RBIs, very average, 11 in stolen bases, 11 in average, 10 in strikeouts, and 9 in on-base percentage. There's area for improvement there, but they are clearly trying to hit the long ball. In pitching categories, they're 6 in whip, 11 in holds, 2 in quality starts, 1 in saves, so they're doing the exact opposite. They're going all in on saves and punting the hold category. 2 in strikeouts and 3 in ERA, so pretty strong on the pitching side, especially on the backside there, with some 2s, a 3, and a 1. So that's how they make the playoffs, apparently, is on the back of their home runs and their pitching staff. Number 5, coming in at number 5 at 76 points, Mr. Lapine, the basketball champ. He's at a 5 in runs, a 7 in home runs, a 5 in RBIs. He's got a 5 in stolen bases, an 8 in average, 12 in strikeouts, the bad kind, and a 6 in on-base percentage. In the pitching categories, a 4 in a whip, 2 in holds, 9 in quality starts, 9 in saves, 9 in Ks, and 6 in ERA. So again, only 1-12 there, but only has 1-2 in the top end of the categories there. So very average across the board. Number 4 at 77 points, 1 point ahead of Lapine, is Tang, hockey champ. He's going to try to carry that momentum over into the baseball season. He's 4 in runs, 1 in home runs, 2 in RBIs. This guy swings for the fences all day long. 7 in stolen bases, 7 in average, 11 in strikeouts, 4 in on-base percentage. So those categories kind of match up, you know. Guys that hit dingers tend to strike out as well. Number 1 in whip, 11 in holds, 4 in quality starts, 3 in saves, 4 in strikeouts, and 4 in ERA. So pretty solid across the board there for Tang. 2 11s. He's got a couple 1s in there. No 12s. So good job. Number 3. I don't agree with this one at all, but this is what it says. 92 points. Defending champion Trey comes in at 3. He has ranked number 2 in runs, number 3 in home runs, number 3 in RBIs, number 1 in stolen bases, number 1 in average, number 5 in strikeouts, and number 3 in on-base percentage. Now those are amazing stats, right? To have those numbers in the home run department and RBIs, yet still have a high average, still have a high on-base percentage, and stealing bases? Man, this guy's team does it all. And then on the pitching side, 5 in whip, 6 in holds, 3 in quality starts, 3 in saves, 3 in strikeouts, and 1 in ERA. I just think this is the best team in the league, and somebody's going to have to prove it otherwise to me, because these numbers kind of tell the story, I think. But that's not how it plays out. Apparently, by the power ranking, Snyder is number 2 at 99 points. 99 points. He's number one in runs, number 2 in home runs, number 1 in RBIs. He's number 4 in stolen bases, number 2 in average, number 8 in strikeouts, and number 2 in on-base percentage. So he's really, really solid in those hitting categories as well. And the pitching, not quite as solid as Trey. 7 in whip, 4 in holds, 7 in quality starts, 7 in saves, 5 in strikeouts, and 2 in ERA. So I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't think that is a better team on paper than what Trey is throwing out there. But fantasy pros must think they know something. And number one, your number one team at 100 points, just 1 point ahead of Mr. Snyder, is the Stink Man. That's right. He is at number 3 in runs, number 4 in home runs, number 4 in RBIs. He's number 8 in stolen bases, number 3 in average, 4 in strikeouts, and number 1 in on-base percentage. And then you jump across to the pitching stats. He is number 2 in whip, number 6 in holds, number 1 in quality starts, number 8 in saves, and number 1 in Ks, and number 5 in ERA. He can improve. He could improve this. You're already number 8 in saves. Get rid of it, man. Just focus it on holds. Take that 10 or 11 or 12 in saves and move that holds up to a 1, 2, or a 3, and you pick up a whole category there, one that you were going to lose anyway. So, I don't know. I'm not buying it, though. Yeah, Stink's got a good pitching staff, and he's got good hitters and all that. But I just don't see it. He's got a couple 8s in there. Got a 6 in there. The worst score Trey's got here is a 6 in holds, and he can fix that. That can be managed. I don't see it. I'm going to take, until somebody can beat the champ here, that's who I'm taking. Let's move on to McBoys so we can keep this thing rolling and see if I can beat my time last time, because I was well over 45 minutes on the first time I recorded this, and I'm moving along pretty good right now. So let's move on to McBoys of Summer. Very similar categories, just a little bit different in the pitching. I guess as the commissioner of this league, I did it correctly and did saves plus holds. So it makes it a much more competitive and much more fair category to be able to work with, because you can pick up guys and fill that category pretty easily, whereas saves are pretty much locked in. You've either got the guys or you don't have the guys, and that's the way it goes. Let's start with number 12. He's not going to be happy about it, and he did get a win in his first week, and he will battle. He's going to contest this all the way through and try to make it to the playoffs. But Ryan, sorry, you're coming in at number 12 at 40 points. Now, keep in mind, that's a lot better than Canada's 23 at number 12, so you're a lot more competitive there. 10 in runs, 10 in home runs, 10 in RBIs, 4 in stolen bases, 11 in average, 1 in strikeouts, number 1. You guys don't strike out. 12 in on-base percentage, but they also don't get on base. Wow. In the pitching departments, 11 in wins, 11 in quality starts, 4 in saves plus holds, 11 in strikeouts, 10 in ERA, and 12 in whip. So there's work to be done, Mahomes. Well, Ryan, that is, you got work to do in the pitching department, and you got to hit some more home runs, clearly. Coming in at 11, Walt Larson at 45 points. He's 8 in runs, 4 in home runs, 8 in RBIs, 2 in stolen bases, 7 in average, 9 in strikeouts, and a 9 in on base. Nope, that's an 8. There must be a tie here. My handwriting was bad. We'll call it an 8 in on-base percentage. 9 in wins, 6 in quality starts, 12 in saves plus holds, 4 in strikeouts, 12 in ERA, and 9 in whip. So better in the hitting department than the pitching department there for Larson, but has some work to do. Matt coming in at 48 points at number 10. He's 11 in runs, 10 in home runs, 12 in RBIs. He's 8 in stolen bases, 12 in average, 6 in strikeouts, and 10 in on-base percentage. There's a lot of double-digit numbers in there, Matt. Pitching looks better. 3 in wins, 3 in quality starts, 9 in save plus holds, 5 in in strikeouts, 9 in ERA, and 7 in WHIP. So that's enough to put Matt at number 10. Brad coming in at number 9. He was last place last year, 51 points, and it's really tight, 51, 52, and 53 for the next three teams. So Brad comes in at 9 at 51. He's 9 in runs, 9 in home runs, and 9 in RBIs, 9 in stolen bases. Seeing a trend here. A lot of 9s, Brad. 2 in average, 5 in strikeouts, and 3 in on-base percentage. So a little bit better on that side of the categories. Pitching, he's 7 in wins, 5 in quality starts, 11 in save plus holds, 3 in strikeouts, 8 in ERA, and 8 in WHIP. So got to get those runs down and hits and walks down too. In the pitching department, coming in 1 point better. 1 point better is Tang at number 8. He's 12, total opposite here of MSD. He's 12 in runs, 12 in home runs, and 11 RBIs, so not the power team. 10 in stolen bases. No, he's not fast either. 10 in average, 4 in strikeouts, and 11 in on-base percentage, so not getting a lot of guys on base. But they are not striking out too much. Got that going for you. In the pitching categories, 7 in wins, 10 in quality starts, 3 in saves plus holds, 10 in strikeouts, 3 in ERA, and 1 in WHIP. Number 1 in WHIP. These guys don't walk anybody, and they don't give up a lot of hits. So clearly working on that bullpen right now. Kahuna coming in 1 point ahead of that, so 51, 52, 53 for the number 7 teams. Big Kahuna, he's not going to be happy to hear this, but you know, it is as it lies. This is what Fantasy Pros thinks. 5 in runs, 7 in home runs, 7 in RBIs, 10 in stolen bases, 5 in average, 7 in strikeouts, and 8 in on-base percentage. Pitching department, kind of the same. 5 in wins, 7 in quality starts, 6 in saves plus holds, 8 in strikeouts, 11 in ERA, and 6 in WHIP. So no 12s in there, Big Kahuna. That's good. That's good. But I don't see any 1s. I don't see any 2s. I don't see any 3s. And I don't see any 4s. Those are the numbers you want. Those are the green ones. You want the greens. You don't want the reds. Yours truly coming in the final, the 6th and final playoff spot at 79 points. So look at that jump from we had that 51, 52, 53 clump there at 9, 8, and 7, and then jump all the way to 79 points for number 6, yours truly. 6 in runs, 6 in home runs, 5 in RBIs, 5 in stolen bases, 3 in average, 2 in strikeouts, and 7 in on-base percentage. Really, really average there, but on the right side of average, right? Only 1-7. In the pitching department, 6 in wins, 8 in quality starts, 5 in save plus holds, 8 in strikeouts, 6 in ERA, and 10 in WHIP. And I feel like my pitching staff is better than this. Just like MSD, I think they can perform better. They just need to stay healthy. That's going to be important. Coming in at number 5, the new guy at 87 points, Vance, rolling in at number 5. He is 3 in runs, 5 in home runs, and 4 in RBIs, 3 in stolen bases, 9 in average, 10 in strikeouts, and 9 in on-base percentage. Even better in the pitching department, though, 1 in wins, 2 in quality starts, 8 in saves plus holds, 5 in strikeouts, 1 in ERA, and 4 in WHIP. So we've got some 1s, 2s, and 3s in there, Vance. Looking good, building that thing up. And then you got number 4 coming in. Number 4 is the Daddy-O, Mr. Z. He's not going to be happy to see this or hear this. 3 in runs, 3 in home runs, 3 in RBIs, 7 in stolen bases, 8 in average, 11 in strikeouts. Too many strikeouts, man. Got to get the bat on the ball. 5 in on-base percentage. That kind of makes sense. In the pitching department, 9 in wins, 9 in quality starts, 2 in saves and holds, 7 in strikeouts, 2 in ERA, and 2 in WHIP. So lots of 2s and 3s there for the Daddy-O, and no 12s, so that's good. And really, only 111. Nice. Looking good, Z. He's going to be in contention, as always. He's always right there, right around it. come the end of the season. Tied with him at number three is Tim, coming in with 2 in runs, 1 in home runs, 1 in RBIs, 12 in stolen bases. Guys aren't running much. 6 in average, 12 in strikeouts. Oh, yeah, his team digs the long ball, too. And 4 in on-base percentage. Pitching staff, 2 in wins, 4 in quality starts, 7 in save plus holds, 2 in strikeouts, 4 in ERA, and 3 in whip. This is the kind of balance that could get the old Wonder Boys back to a title run. He's struggled in the pitching department in the past couple years, and it seems to be maybe coming together for him. Number two at 95 points. He's not going to be happy about this. This is the champ, champ, champ. Anthony coming in at number two. He is number 1 in runs, number 2 in home runs, number 2 in RBIs, number 1 in stolen bases, number 1 in average, number 8 in strikeouts, and number 1 in on-base percentage. Look at all those ones. But here's the problem. Here's where it kind of gets a little bit rocky. He's 12 in wins. He's 12 in quality starts, 1 in saves plus holds, 12 in strikeouts, 5 in ERA, and 11 in whip. So he's got a little bit of work to do. You're probably not going to win strikeouts on the batting side, so that means you're going to have to win 2 categories on the pitching side to be able to win another title. And he's got one of them probably wrapped up with saves plus holds, but he's going to have to find another one in there. I trust that he will figure it out. Anthony spends enough time putting this stuff together, he will shore that up. And number one, your number one ranked team at 100 points, the Knights of the Night. Carter coming in at 1. He is 7 in runs, 7 in home runs, 6 in RBIs, 5 in stolen bases, 4 in average, 3 in strikeouts, and 2 in on-base percentage. So not overwhelming numbers, and certainly no ones in there, and only 1-2, but no bad numbers, right? He can pull it together on a weekly basis and get these categories shored up. On the pitching side, it's better. 3 in wins, 1 in quality start, 9 in saves plus holds, 1 in strikeouts, 7 in ERA, and 5 in whip. And that's where he, is going to challenge it. I don't see it. You got to beat the champ to be the champ. And until somebody can take Anthony down a notch here, he has to be the favorite going into it and going forward, regardless of how many injuries he's taken on. Everybody's taken injuries, so we will see. Yep, look at that. That is way, way faster than the first time I did it. I must have, there were a lot of pauses, believe me. When I first get here, I haven't talked to anyone, haven't said a word, and then the first thing I do is sit down and say a bunch of words. It can cause a lot of, a lot of coughing and a lot of clearing of the throat, and I had all kinds of things going on. But that seems to be cleared out. I'm ready for the day, ready to teach, finish off the week strong. Yep, it's Friday. Let's get ourselves into the weekend, watch some Masters. Yeah, DeChambeau hopefully does not hold on to that lead. Not somebody I want to see winning anything. Scheffler only 1 stroke off. Tiger had a pretty good day, at least through the first 13 holes. I didn't see what he did as they resumed play, but the weather's supposed to be fantastic as the weekend goes on. It's going to get warmer and warmer. And, so I know what I'll be doing Sunday is watching some golf, sitting around watching some golf. I think the weather here is not supposed to be very good, so it'll make it even easier, right? Nothing else to do but sit and watch golf. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commission. I am out of here.